On Capitol Hill today, only the Senate was in session, and in its chamber and hallways, topic number one was the spreading insurrection in Iraq. Critics, most of them Democrats, accused President Bush of having too few troops in Iraq and no plan for dealing with the crisis. But Republicans rallied to the president's defense and suggested that those questioning his policies may be helping the enemy. NPR's David Wellner reports.
The top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Delaware's Joe Biden, used a hearing on Iraq's oil for food program today to lecture John Negroponte, who represents the U.S. at the United Nations. Biden did not repeat Massachusetts Democrat Ted Kennedy's charge that Iraq is President Bush's Vietnam, but he came close.
You know what this reminds me of? Only one similarity to Vietnam, the Tet Offensive. The Tet Offensive took the mask off, said to the American people, "My Lord, we don't have control there. We don't have control. We don't have a plan."
Biden said if the president does have a plan for transferring authority on June 30th to the Iraqi people, nobody he knows in Congress has heard what it is. But Arizona Republican John McCain, who's often taken aim himself at the president's policies, called it dangerous to compare what's going on in Iraq to Vietnam, where he was held prisoner of war for 5 years.
"We did not have a clear plan for victory. And dare I mention that in Vietnam, many times we had more casualties in a week, sometimes less than a week, than we've had in a year in Iraq."
Minnesota's Norm Coleman was one of several Republicans who defended the president's policies in Iraq today on the Senate floor. Coleman scolded Democrats who've been critical of those policies.
"To raise the specter of Vietnam as 10 families learn the deaths of their young sons is regrettable. To attribute a political motive to the president's June 30th deadline to return control to Iraq is extreme."
Georgia Republican Saxby Chambliss went further. He called criticism of U.S. policy in Iraq foolish and said it tends to put U.S. forces there in greater danger.
"It's incumbent upon all Americans to rally around the leadership of this country in times of great crisis in the world when we are the leader of the free world, and not to try to incite the other side."
That line from Chambliss prompted this exchange with Senate Democratic Leader Tom Daschle.
"I think in an open democracy, people ought to have a right to express themselves without fear of character assassination."
"Even in a time of war?"
"Absolutely, especially in a time of war."
It's not just Democrats, though, who've been questioning the administration's Iraq policies. Maine Republican Susan Collins, who's on the Armed Services Committee, is one of several GOP senators who questioned the number of troops deployed in Iraq.
"I'm increasingly concerned that we do not have adequate troops in Iraq to provide security and a safe environment to ease the transition of power. It does not seem to me to be realistic to be drawing down our troops at a time when the prospect of a civil war, unfortunately, appears to be a possibility."
The leaders of the president's party in Congress showed no signs today of faltering faith in the conduct of the war in Iraq. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist declared it is not up to members of the Senate to weigh in on such matters.
"In terms of the specifics of how this war is fought, for us to be able to think right here with this sort of armchair quarterbacking that we all tend to do is absurd. It's absurd for us to do that. We need to talk to the people who are on the ground, the people who are the experts, and I will support their decision."
And in what may have been a sign of concern over the expected testimony tomorrow from National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice before the 9/11 Commission, several GOP senators said today they saw no purpose in combing through the events of the past. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.